Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome to the studio Nicole Sclafani, General Manager, LCC TV. It has Lansing Lowdown. It's going to fill us in on everything going on.
There's a lot still.
Welcome back. We missed you.
Thank you. Normally I'm out and about kind of at some events, but as it kind of dies down a little bit, it's kind of nice to get a little breather and prepare for fall. So,
and prepare for something else.
And prepare for something else, too. But there's still a lot going on. There's still a lot of different festivals going on. I know Charlotte Frontier Days actually starts tonight and tomorrow, I believe it goes.
All
so
right.
It's kind of fun. Ladies get in free tonight at the 4-H Saloon in Charlotte.
Okay.
And apparently they'll be crowning the new queen at 7 p.m. So that's kind of a fun little event going on in Charlotte, kind of on the cusp of Lansing.
Right.
Also today, I saw all the kids lined up around the Loft, which is above Harem Urban Lounge. It's right there on Michigan Avenue.
Right.
The Academy is playing at the Loft tonight. Now, the Loft has gotten some great national acts.
Right.
And I'm not sure exactly how they do it, but I know the booker there is really aggressive. And he actually used to book shows for the Temple Building. So he's now over at the Loft.
Okay.
And so he's been getting a lot of really great acts that I think of all generations. People really like to go to. So I saw the line today when I drove here. It's like, wow, it must have been a good concert. And I checked it out. And it's, again, a national band. So
how about that?
Yeah, that's going to be great. And then tomorrow night, they have some kind of garage rock going on. So if you're into that, you can always check out the Loft's website.
Okay.
Max Bar going on, again, on Friday and Saturday. You can check out their website. But they also are probably underneath the Loft with the amount of acts we get in. You know, we don't really have very many good venues in this town. That's one thing that we're lacking a little bit that we were just talking about. We're hoping the Temple Building.
Yes.
It was supposed to be office space, and now it's going to change. And Paul Stewart is managing that actually right now, and he plans on making it a restaurant, kind of a restaurant, bar, kind of a convenience store, I guess you could say, with a Michigan theme, and then also a venue for live
acts. What's the timeline for all that?
Timeline right now, it got pushed back a little bit. Right now, I think they're going to start construction in November, and they really want to get it open by St. Patrick's Day. So right now, I believe he's even opening the Temple Club if you have a Christmas party or something like that. I think they're trying to fix a lot of the electrical, a lot of the basic needs.
Right.
But really, the building is beautiful right now. If you go inside, I know it looks very, you know, deteriorated, the walls at least, but the stained glass is beautiful. I believe they did have a couple private parties in there. I know the second Ignite Lansing that went on probably about a year ago was in the Temple Building. And that was just beautiful. You know, it's just – it's great that they're going to be renovating that building and not making an office space and making it another venue because it's
And they
one
can
thing.
Do that over the winter. Most of it can be done.
It can.
So that St. Patrick's Day, that's March. So.
I know. That's quick. So I wish him all the luck in finding the funding that he needs for that, you know, but I'm a big supporter of that because, like we said, the venues are just kind of lacking, you know. So
we've talked about all the outdoor things here, and now past Labor Day, where does it all go? Does it go away? Does it go inside? Does it consolidate? What happens?
It goes inside, and I think the little venues, you know, like the Loft, like Max Bar, that's when they get their prime time because people want to go inside.
Right.
And do all that kind of stuff. And also, I think theaters, the local theaters, I think that's when they really pop. And the Lansing Civic Players and every little playgroup, really, that's their time to shine because it kind of is a lack of things
They've
to do.
They've stepped aside, taken a breath while all the outdoor entertainment took place.
Outdoor entertainment. I know it. I was just talking to Melissa Kaplan over at LCC with her performing arts, and she's got a huge schedule, you know, packed for the winter, and I know even in the spring. So really performing arts is where it's at once summer closes up and there's no more lug nuts, there's no more outdoor concerts. So
where did the people who sat on the patio at Kelly's go?
I don't know. Maybe they go into Deckers and grab a coffee.
Okay.
Grab a pumpkin spice latte or to Big V or something.
There's a lot of places now downtown that I haven't been yet, that, you know, that just pop up and there's
Zoop.
That's the one I'm talking about.
I used to, when I lived in Detroit, I used to go there all the time. It used to be inside the Renaissance Center. And I love Zoop. So, support.
I'm a big soup guy, so I'm definitely going to check that out.
Yeah, it's great. It has like 8 different kinds of soups, amazing sandwiches. So, that's going to be another great lunch spot. I mean, if downtown Lansing needs another one, which obviously they do, you know, it'd be great another option for everybody. So,
Let's talk a little bit about TEDx.
Mm-hmm.
And people here who just got a taste of that, but now moving to a different place.
Right? Yeah, TEDx. Well, the TEDx Lansing that we had here last spring, it was inspired kind of by these little TED, if you're familiar with TED, Technology, Entertainment, and Design, they're these super speakers, really, who are the top of their game that are giving, right. They're limited to 20 minutes to give a presentation on, you know, what their passion is or maybe, you know, what their work area of study is. So TEDx started in small communities to kind of get communities together to get the top, you know, leaders and idea makers in that community, give them a platform to speak at. So,
right.
TEDx Detroit was at Lawrence Tech first, okay. Last year, and then we had TEDx Lansing, which of course took place at Michigan State,
right.
And then again TEDx Detroit is coming back, and actually it's going to be held on September 29th. It's a Wednesday,
okay.
An all-day event actually at the DIA, at the Detroit Institute of Arts.
Okay,
so
right.
That's going to be
same format.
They don't have a list on their website of their speakers or the topics, but I guarantee it's going to be something that's going to be really neat. If you can make it down to Detroit, that's where I know a lot of people in Lansing are going to be going down to TEDx Detroit.
They haven't had this in Grand Rapids yet, or Ann Arbor? Or place
Ann Arbor had one.
Ann Arbor,
I remember Ann Arbor had one. I don't think Grand Rapids has yet, though.
Okay.
So, and I know that the woman behind Jen Midland, responsible for kind of getting some people together, too, and a whole slew
right.
of people,
right.
of course. It takes an army. But I think she was planning on doing another one, too, but I'm not sure exactly when. So
you'll let us know as soon
of
as that.
Of course I will, yeah.
Absolutely. We'll find out here first.
Ignite, too. Ignite 4.0, which is kind of a mini TED. I call it the more social version of TED.
Right.
It's a little
right.
bit more of a social scene.
Right.
It happens at night. It's kind of shorter presentations. Presentations are a little bit more casual, maybe even funny.
I saw that at the Knapps building. I was down for that.
It was.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, we, LCCTV, taped all those presentations. So you can go to our YouTube site and
right.
you could see Ignite 2.0 and 3.0. So there'll be 4.0 right now in the spring. I can't tell you much about it, but I know there's going to be another one. And there's going to be an opportunity for everybody to you know, submit your topic on what you want to talk about.
All right, I'll give you 45 seconds to plug LCCTV.
LCCTV. Go visit our YouTube site. It's youtube.com/LCC1957. We're adding videos to it every day if you have a second at work or whatever. We have a bunch of new shows. We cover a lot of topics going on around the city, and we're starting a whole bunch of new programs. So if you can go there, it's a very fun site just to find local TV. You know, we say you support local businesses, support local TV. And that's what we're trying to do.
Very cool stuff, and she did it with 8 seconds to spare, ladies and gentlemen. That is Nicole Sclafani, and look forward to seeing you over the next couple of months.
Yeah.
But we understand there's a very big event coming up on September 25th.
There is, not only, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up. All right, we will be back in just a couple minutes, and we're going to talk with Ken Glickman, Area Arts and Entertainment Contributor. So we're going to talk about shows coming up, including something in Owosso that we will be telling you about in just a moment. We'll be right back with more Ebling & You, 1320 WILS.